To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, my friends, well, we are normally halfway home, but you only get just a little bit more of us today. And I know some of you are excited about that. Some of you are probably disappointed. I'm actually, today is one of those days I could have done the next 2 hours standing on my head with such a ton of stuff to talk about from last night's game. And what a win for the San Diego Padres last night.
You
incredible.
Want to stick around and do pregame?
No, absolutely not.
Sammy could use the help. He's had a lot to do the last couple of days. He had a 2 hour, 40 minute rain delay, which created like a, 11 hour day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then yesterday he had a really long extra inning, 10 inning game. I mean, he would love 2 hours, 10 minutes, a nice, 4-1 Padres win, something
get out
simple
of here by noon or
today.
Something. Yeah, something
and,
ridiculous.
And be on with the rest of his day today. So I'm crossing my fingers for something good for Sammy. I love this tweet, by the way. Tier 1 George said, rolling out of bed, Saras knows more about baseball than I ever will.
Isn't that fantastic? I loved what he said
all
about
us. That's true of all of us, George.
No doubt. There's no doubt
Eno's
about it.
Eno's great. So I told you I had a stat for you that even optimistic Ben was like, really? Wow. And this was from this morning's UT newsletter. So if you take out, and I know you can't,
oh,
but
like
if you
this bit.
Take out just the first month of the season, okay. When the Padres had Manny Machado was still hurt and had the Korea trip, whatever, Schiltz getting used to his new team. Starting April 30th, best record on all of baseball, the San Diego Padres.
Crazy.
49-34 since April 30th. That's slightly better than the 50-35 Arizona Diamondbacks and slightly better than the 49-35 Philadelphia Phillies and the 50-36 Houston Astros and the 49-36 New York Yankees. So, I mean, talk about, get better as the season goes on. Literally, first month, they were six games under 500 at that point, I believe, was it? Was their low point. And since then, 15 games above 500 and the best record in all of baseball. Who's played the best? Now, it's easy to pick any endpoint and go, oh, yeah, if you look over the last 2 weeks, Padres have been the best team in baseball. If you start on July 20th, the Arizona Diamondback, whatever, you can do that. But the longer you go, the more significant it is. And when you say, okay, over the last now 3.5 months, the Padres are the best team in baseball, you kind of have to acknowledge that they are a serious World Series contender
sure.
at this point.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and it's still so weird because they're still fighting for their lives, essentially, every single game because Arizona refuses to lose as well. They like you said, they just took two yesterday from the Guardians. Josh Bell, by the way, they picked him up for nothing. Zero.
I mean, if Christian Walker hadn't gotten hurt that day, would they have even picked up Josh Bell?
Correct,
if he hadn't hurt the next day after the trade deadline, it would have been too late.
Yeah.
And that's nuts how well that has worked out for them.
Yeah, dude, Josh Bell would be, scratching it out for some other team that needed a backup first baseman, and he's been ridiculous, and they have been pesky, and I had them left for dead after the World Series, improbable World Series run last year. I had them picked to finish, third or fourth or whatever. The hangover was too real for me, and they have figured out a way to turn it on when it matters most, and this is going to be nasty down the stretch.
It takes a lot to go right, obviously, to win a World Series. So much so that we've never done it here. And there's a lot that could still go wrong. But at this point, knowing that they've played this well now for an extended period of time, and Podzilla in the chat says they passed the eye test, Ben, it's not even a question. They do. Now, what else needs to go right? Well, like I said, I feel like you need to get at least Joe or you or both of them back.
Tatis,
to give you a,
too?
But I then mean, there's Tatis as well.
Have you guys let yourself dream on
yes.
a refreshed,
of
from,
course.
From whatever Yu Darvish is going through right now, a refreshed and remotivated Yu Darvish, a like refreshed and so mad that he's missing out on this Fernando Tatis Jr.? Yeah, man, it's like a fantasy of mine to see that those guys come in and say, all right, you know, you guys have carried us, let us carry the load for a while. And I let myself dream on it every day, but I there's nothing I can do about it right now. I'm just hoping and praying.
It's interesting that you mentioned Fernando Tatis missing out on it, because he missed out on the NLCS
yeah.
one as well, so he wants in on this.
100%, man, 100%. And I know that they're going to be smart with him, you know, and I know that he's probably chomping at the bit right now, champing at the bit, as we learned stupidly that that's actually the right phrase, champing at the bit. He's champing right now to get back. But yeah, of course I let myself dream on that every single day. Bryce Johnson's fine, but give me Fernando Tatis Jr. in right field for the rest of the year, hitting in the two hole or whatever. I just don't know. We don't know what's going on with you. People are saying you will not pitch again. You don't know that. You just don't know it. I hope that that's not the case. But, you know, having him refreshed and ready to come back would be pretty amazing.
You know, at some point it becomes untenable. I mean, he's going to still have to build up if he comes back. And the longer he's out, the
sure.
more, you know, kind of rehab starts he's going to need to get into form. And if you don't come back by, you know, the middle of September to get back into form, do you really want his first start to be game three of a wild card series?
Well, if there's anybody that I'd feel okay doing it, it'd be him.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have him back than not back, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But there's a lot of questions. But my point is, and I see there's still skepticism in the chat. Alex said, hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. World Series contenders is a bit much. I don't think it is. I'm not saying they're favorites. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series, but when you look at every other team that has played well this season, including the Phillies, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Dodgers, you know, for certainly a good chunk of the early part of the season, none of those teams is clearly head and shoulders better than the Padres anymore. The
No.
Phillies look like they were early. The Yankees maybe, but not anymore. They haven't played well the last few. Both of those teams have had their struggles, and the Padres have gotten better. Padres have clearly gotten better, and they still have room to get better with players. Now, the Dodgers could get better again if they get Mookie Betts back
yep.
and they get some of their pitchers healthy. I'd certainly expect them to be a little bit better, but the Padres are in a better place right now. Clearly, as their record over the last 3 months shows, the Padres are a better place than all of those teams at this point. They've had less flaws. They've had less struggles. Even with a handful of five-game losing streaks, they've had less struggles than all these other teams. And it shows it in the record. The simple win-loss record will tell you that the Padres have played the best baseball of any team since April 30th. Can't really argue against it because they have the best record. They played a pretty tough schedule over that period as well. That makes them, in my mind, a legitimate World Series contender. Maybe
sure.
the most legitimate we've seen at this point in a season for the San Diego Padres in a long time.
You know, I said it before the break. Man, remember how they were grinding so hard to stay 500? The energy expended to stay 500 was staggering. And I thought, they're going to run out of gas. And the shine is going to rub off on some of these guys at some point. And what you've seen is a real incredible ability to move on to the next game, the next play, whatever it may be. Xander Bogaerts is a perfect example out there. If you're a parent and you've got kids, my kid's 6 years old and he loves baseball more than anything in the world. But his body language is the body language of a six-year-old. When he swings and misses or he boots a ball, it's head down, very upset, tears, wanting to quit. And I showed him that play last night from Xander, who boots a double play ball in the ninth inning, you know, that would have completely set your team up. And what does he do? He comes back and he makes the next play. Then he comes back and he gets the go-ahead hit. This team, and it's not just Xander. Manny's had the ability to do it. Profar has done it time and time again.
Manny did it yesterday.
Manny did it yesterday.
Had his fourth error of the season on the throw, and then came back and hustled his way around to a run.
It's just,
one inning later.
It's just they just have this really good ability this season to say, so what? So what? I booted it. So what? I'm gonna get this tough guy out at home. I'm gonna make the next play. I'm gonna steal the next bag, whatever it may be.
And last season they kept going, what's next?
What's next? Yeah, what's gonna
go wrong?
What else is gonna happen to us? And you know, again, we credited Jackson Merrill for a lot of the attitude change, which is crazy for a 21-year-old rookie. But I think you point to that and say his energy has absolutely boosted this team, and he's rubbed off on a lot of these dudes, and I think it's really a special team to watch right now. And I just, you know, I hope they keep the train rolling, man, because this has been a lot of fun.
Baseball coverage at 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Yesterday, Padres continuing to just kind of keep pace. We mentioned the Diamondbacks swept a doubleheader from the Guardians, so they actually gained a half a game and moved into a tie with the Padres. Still have the tiebreaker. The Mets beat the Rockies. They had a go-ahead two-run single by Francisco Lindor in the ninth inning to win that one 5-3 at Coors Field. The one team that continues to struggle is, unfortunately, Adams Braves. Lost again to the Milwaukee Brewers, fourth straight loss, and they are now almost out of a playoff spot. The Mets are right behind them, just a half game for that third wild card spot. They have given up the most ground since the All-Star break. It's definitely, and it's not their fault. I mean, the injuries that they've had would disable and cripple most teams with what they've had to go through. But, I mean, I don't see them necessarily turning it around either. Even Adam's giving me the, I don't know if this is the year for the Braves. So that gives the Mets an opportunity. Keeps teams like the Giants and Cardinals alive. The Giants got a win last night. Blake Snell in his first start since his no-hitter. Certainly wasn't going deep, but he went 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 8 strikeouts, and the Giants beat the Nationals. They're at .500, but that's not that far out still from the third wild card spot. So, you know, just keeping an eye on what's going. Cardinals won again. They're 3 games above .500. They're definitely still in it. They beat the Rays 5-2. They've won 3 in a row, I believe. So, you know, keeping an eye on it. But the Padres are now 2 games up on the Braves, tied with the Diamondbacks for that first wild card spot.
Padres, Diamondbacks just mirror images of each other right now. Mirror images.
And that Dodger game last night, we haven't even gotten into that at all.
Ooh, that was exciting.
The three-home run performance by Kyle Schwarber, ooh, including a leadoff shot to start the game. A very interesting situation with umpires that led to Dave Roberts' ejection in the sixth inning. There was a tag play. I don't know if it was a bunt, or I think it was a bunt in front of home plate.
Yeah,
they tried to get the runner at third.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good play.
And it was a nice tag, but the umpire called defensive interference for blocking the bag, even though he was like running up to make the catch and like running completely right down to make the tag play.
He was almost
they both
like back,
got there at the
like
same time.
Backpedaling kind of to the bag.
He was coming forward as the runner was meeting him at the same spot, and they both got there at the same time. Caught
but
it,
he
made
was,
the tag.
He ran kind of to the spot and then backpedaled into the bag, but his foot was right in the way, and it blocked Alec Bohm. And they called it defensive interference, and Dave Roberts came out, and I think it was, who's the third base umpire?
Was
Wendelstadt.
He gave him the hand. Hunter Wendelstadt was giving him the hand.
Don't come out. And he came out, so they threw him out of the game. Joe Kelly.
Dave actually had a point on that
he did,
one.
Sure.
I mean, if that had been the Padres, I would have been mad too. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Right.
You're the third baseman. They're throwing you the ball. You got to go catch it, and then you reach down and tag a guy. He didn't stand there with his foot in front of the bag to block anyone. They got there at the same time.
Ben, you do a great job.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that was critical because the Phillies went on to a 5-run inning with a 3-run homer by Schwarber with 2 outs in that inning.
Off of who?
Never would have gotten up.
Joe Kelly.
And then there was also some interesting stuff. So Castellanos got hit.
Yeah. Who the hell was pitching? Grove?
Let's see. It was Vessi at the start of the sixth, and then maybe
I think it was
Grove earlier in the game.
And he goes up high and tight to Castellanos. And Castellanos, I thought, I didn't think he looked at the guy. He goes, "That's a big miss." He goes, "That's a big effing miss." Like that. That's Nick Castellanos, I think, in a nutshell. But he's like, "Bro, that's a huge miss that you just had. Like, you want to throw in, you miss pretty badly." And he's just kind of letting the kid know. I think he's a rookie. I think it's Grove. And he says, "That's a big miss, bud." And he walks to first. Matty Strom, North Dakota Strong, comes out and just dots Gavin Lux right in like the shoulder. And Lux turns, kind of hits him in the back. And Lux looks out at him. He goes, "What the F was that?" And Strom's just staring at him with his long, crazy hair and his eyes, right? Listen, if you're a Phillies fan, you're pretty happy this morning.
It makes me wonder if, I mean, we've asked this question before and we haven't really seen it. Will there be anything today with the Padres and the Pirates? Three-hit batsmen. Padres got hit yesterday.
Yep.
And
Alec Jacob did get somebody, and it was about an 82 mile an hour, you know, nothing. But I mean, I don't know
dollar,
if that was intentional.
You know I love mud, but if I had a dollar for every time he said, well, that's the last thing you want to do in that situation is hit the guy and put him on base. He's a pitcher. He never wants anyone on base.
Right.
At some point, though, there's got to be a moment where your guy gets hit, and whether it's intentional or not, you got to stand up and say enough is enough. And I wonder, is today, after everything that's happened the last 2 days, will we see some fireworks in this third game of the series? We will talk about it. Our final segment, get you ready for Sammy's pregame show. Get your matchup today. Woods had it earlier. What's left in the Padres bullpen after these last 2 days?
Not a lot.
To get through this game and get the Padres to Miami for the weekend. We'll get to all of it. Coming up next after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Final segment of Ben and Woods on a Thursday. You heard that right.
What am I going to do with all this free time today?
Organize your closets.
I've got two little ones at home that I'm sure are just ready to play all day long. So that's what I'm going
to
be doing.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. I'll definitely be listening to Sammy's EcoWater SoCal pregame show.
Yes.
Just for the recap of last night, I think he'll probably chat with Bob Scanlon today about the game last night and get some more thoughts on that. You know, if you missed what Mike Schild had to say after the game last night about the ninth inning and the forced pitching change of Robert Suarez, the aftermath of that is going to have an impact on today's game, obviously, because Randy Vasquez is on the mound. And a good start for Randy Vasquez is probably six innings. You know, if you can get six innings, you know, a couple of runs from Randy Vasquez, I'll sign up for that right now. That still leaves three innings to cover in the best of scenarios. Who are covering those three innings today, Woods? Who will be covering those three innings?
I'm going to give you Jason Adam. Threw 26 pitches on Tuesday. Didn't throw it all yesterday. Robert Suarez only threw six pitches yesterday. And Brian Hoeing, but he threw 45 on Tuesday. I don't know. I mean, it's Estrada 22, Tanner Scott 18. I think he threw one strike in the whole time he two strikes out of those 18. He can take the ball again today. I'm sure he's ready to get back out there and have a bounce back outing, Ben, after only 18 pitches. Skip Schumacher told you guys and me as well that he wants to go every day if he can. But I think they'll be fine. If Vasquez can give him any, if he can give him 5-6 innings, I think we'll be in good shape. Offense has got a score off of, who is it, Luis Ortiz?
Luis Ortiz.
So he's had a pretty good year as well. I think he's a converted reliever for the Pirates. I think I'm going to look it up.
Right-hander. He's had pretty decent numbers. He's got a 3-something ERA. Yeah. His last start was not good. I think he gave up 6 to the Diamondbacks. Of course, they've been beating up on everybody, but as have the Padres. So, you know, maybe softened up a little bit. Padres will have most of their regulars in there. If you missed it, Sammy will have the lineup, but Jerickson Profar is playing even after taking that
crazy
shot to the knee yesterday and coming out of the game. He's batting second, and Ha-Sung Kim is back in the starting lineup today after dealing with the triceps soreness and was not in the lineup the last 2 days. Ended up pinch running and then playing and even making the final out. Good throw across the diamond. So looked like he was okay. So he's back in the lineup as well. Sammy will have that full lineup for the Padres and the Pirates coming up on the pregame show coming up as well. So yeah, Adam and Torres and, you know, someone's going to have to go a little bit extra today as well.
Well, I mean, one thing you've seen this team do consistently, as we just talked about, is guys step up. And, you know, I think last year, if we're talking about this game today, and had we won the first 2 games of this series, Ben, I think I would have said last year, yeah, this is definitely an L. It trends that way just because of the pitching, I think, but this team continues to prove a lot of us wrong on a daily basis.
I was just struck by an out of the box idea that Mike Schilt could do, and maybe he's been sitting on this, but you could go with Randy Vasquez backed up by Martin Perez.
Yeah, you could,
without anyone pitching on you know, short rest, and see if you can get most of the game of those two guys, and then save your bullpen and go with Joe Musgrove as you were planning in one of the games this weekend. You could bring Cease back any of the days you wanted, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Have Joe pitch with hopefully a more rested bullpen after that in Miami. But Martin Perez is there and has had 4 days of rest if you wanted to pitch him in this game today and was effective. And you could go a little righty-lefty with Vasquez and Perez as a 1-2 punch today. No one has suggested that. It has not been reported anywhere. But it's certainly within the realm of baseball possibility, and the rules would allow that if Mike Schilt wanted to do that in this game. I didn't hear anything, but
Your next day off,
I would imagine. Of course, you're going to have to activate Joe at some point. You could send Vasquez or someone down after the game today and bring up another reliever for the weekend to give you an extra bullpen arm. In fact, I'd be surprised if they didn't do that, but they can't do it yet because they need Vasquez. Just throwing it out there is, you know, things go not well for Vasquez and he only goes 4.
They got an off day next Thursday.
It's the only one in 20 span of like 28 days.
Gnarly, man. Just gnarly.
But you got to get there first.
Yep.
And you got, you know, 7 games before then.
You know, and again, I'd love if they were able to just complete the sweep today. If the offense showed up and picked up, you know, again, knowing the bullpen is probably a little bit taxed, the offense comes out and scores a bunch of runs. And look, nothing this team does will surprise me. Nothing. So I'm holding out hope that we can get a sweep, put the foot on the throats today. Hopefully the guys are ready to go. Hopefully Profar's feeling healthy. I mean, big credit to him for being in the lineup today at all, but I hope he's good to go.
And quite frankly, the way the playoff chases are going, you lose more ground when you lose than you gain ground when you win.
Correct, yeah. It's like treading water.
Yeah, with the way the Diamondbacks and some of the other teams have been playing.
Well, they got the Phillies today, so hopefully the Phillies can build a little bit off of their win last night in L.A., Big win, Kyle Schwarber, 3 bombs. So, yeah, build on that momentum and go out and take care of the Diamondbacks for us. Please, Philly. I've never said a bad word about you, Philly, ever.
All right, and that brings us to the conclusion of a shortened edition of Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning. Thank you to Adam Klug, who
Bald Randall
does a lot of work around here, and we'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the program. I think we're going to have Italian Paul on Monday. He's standing by as well as your studio engineer with Sam Levitt's Eco Water SoCal pregame show coming up next. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Enjoy the game right here on San Diego's number one sports station and home of the Padres, 97.3.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.